There are certain plays in the American canon that are just plain overdone. For whatever reason, various companies just trot the same few plays out over and over, and every critic has a list of those plays that they just don't want to sit through ever again. Then there's the flip side. Those plays that excite you about seeing because you know that what you're experiencing is a rare and delightful treat. The current production of the Firehouse Theater Project is one of the latter plays. I must confess that when I saw they were planning to open with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, I was a little worried. Albee's powerful play is a delicate balancing act. Without a top-notch cast and a strong director, the battles between George and Martha and their much younger counterparts Nick and Honey will seem like a reality television show spat. One slip and the whole shebang will come tumbling down, and one of the most brilliant plays of the 20th century will lie groaning on the floor. I'm happy to say that this production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is among the finest pieces of theater that I've seen. Larry Cook is amazing as the put-upon George, the target of a shrewish wife's barbs. On the surface, he is an embittered failure, a perennial associate professor who can thank his marriage to the college president's daughter for keeping his job. He is a gray man who fills his day with books and alcohol, not necessarily in that order. Cook runs, leaps, fetches drinks, and has a hair-trigger temper that explodes and possesses a caustic tongue that drives much of the play. Lane Satterfield, a normally fine actress, elevates her game as the obnoxious braying Martha. I wasn't sure that such a refined individual as Satterfield would be able to plumb the depths of Martha, and I'm happy to say that the actress completely disappears into the part. Her viciousness goes deep below the surface, and her ability to emasculate men, especially George, is frightening and fascinating to watch. Jonathan Conyers as Nick has the tricky role of playing the young man at the beginning of his career who can't find a way to stand on his own two feet. He is full of bravado, again fueled by copious amounts of alcohol, but is unable to be a real man when it counts. His mask is yanked off, and he is exposed as little more than a charade. Amy Sproul is Honey, the disillusioned young wife well on her way to self-destruction. She is trapped in this world and can't find an acceptable way to cope. All four actors light up the stage from the opening moment to the final bows. Phil Hayes' set is well made. It looks exactly like the suburban tract houses for university faculty, and the reality that it creates truly grounds the play. Rebecca Cairns' costumes and Gino Brantley's lights are solid, and Rusty Wilson's direction is impeccable. But the night belongs to the four actors. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is a truly remarkable production and runs at the Firehouse through October 2nd. If you love theater, do not miss this play. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.